Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yasa Sagonige,
a seventh great grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Art Bell. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. Folks, the scriptures say my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look. OCO, Ginalee, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
Thank you.
a.m. from the Kingdom of Nigh with Art Bell.
It is. Good morning, everybody. I'm Art Bell. And if we get our phones hooked up right, and we've just had a disconnect problem, we are going to, sometime in this half hour, have two Hopi elders on the program. We've never tried this before. Unfortunately, we just got a disconnect, and we're getting a busy signal trying to get back through. So bear with us. We will have all this connected shortly. We do have Robert Ghost Wolf on the line from, I believe, one of the Dakotas. We'll find out about that in a moment. And he'll give us kind of a preamble to what's going to happen. Here we go. This has never been tried on national radio before, so anything may happen here, folks. I have no idea. First, we are going to go to Robert Ghost Wolf, who is out somewhere in the Dakota. Where are you, Robert?
Hi, Art. I'm in the Black Hills.
In the Black Hills of North Dakota?
Of South Dakota.
South Dakota, all right.
I'm here with family. It's powwow time. And we're just all here together. And I'm going to be talking to some other elders up here, possibly, about getting together with us.
All right. Would you explain to us, we are about to hear two Hopi elders, and we are not going to give their real names on the air. We are going to call them Grandfather 1, Grandfather 2, and Grandmother Hopi. And why are we doing this?
Basically, Art, there's already been a lot of controversy about these elders stepping out and speaking like this to the world. And they have had some threats made against them already. And so we are taking precautions to make sure that they're basically safe. I hope that people can understand this. And I also hope that people can understand that these people are not professional speakers or lecturers. So we're going to do the best we can to make this run smooth as soon as we get the phone lines hooked up again.
All right. I think we are hooked up. I believe we are hooked up. At any rate, that is the explanation. There have been threats. And so we are going to call this people.
It's very dangerous for something like this to happen. And also, this is, you know, it's quite unusual for elders to be willing to come out and speak like this. The thing is that we've hit a point in our progression through these changes where it's important to get the news out. It's important for the children of the world. It's important for all of us to hear what they have been trying to say now for many, many years.
All right. Let's see if we can get the hookup going here. And I believe we're going to Phoenix, Arizona. And let's see if we have Grandfather 2 on the line with us. Hello?
Hello.
How?
Yes, hello there.
Hi.
I hear you just fine.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the air tonight. And you are going to give us information, Grandfather 2, and also translate for us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that my first question, if I can ask the first question, and Robert, you're welcome to ask one anytime you would like.
Sure.
But I would like to ask Grandfather 1 why he has decided to come forward public at this time.
It is our time to bring forth the message into the world. It has been taught to us by our elders from way back. That is why I have chosen to step forward to bring out the message today. There are people out there who are leading two lives, are there to stop us from putting forth the message, but it is the elders that are that have given us this wisdom, that taught us the wisdom, are you know, telling us to do this now. So we are here to do this for you, the rest of the world.
With regard to what may be changing, Earth changes, is the time now very short?
Pampai anca ita it yang takat pa temuk nawati usap hakat ka pai tam hai jalai nokowi tam haki pa ba yang ka pang puma it yang takat anta behet pai itamai pai sis koma awin tata itam hati hai jalai ka I yang tak pa itapio panuat Navoti was a him by Trunyan and Tushakat Antan by Hakam Pam Anilton got by put by Pam Chantapir.
It is time for, you know, the end times here that was prophesied and through the dreams that were given to us also. And through those dreams, we are learning that we are getting very close to the end times.
Might we ask how old Grandfather One is, his age?
He's some young, 75 years old?
75 years old. And how old are the prophecies that we are talking about now?
Ita pipit pa kanavoti yung mapamipam di pa yu pa hakak yantak owi sungyan and before the Christ pam yup yup owi the owi.
He doesn't know just exactly what the age of these teachings are and the prophecies, and he says that they've been given to them before, you know, Christ. So they've been, you know, handed, mainly by word of mouth, that it has been handed down.
How does Grandfather feel about the accuracy of the word that has been handed down? Many people dispute the Bible and whether or not it is accurate. With regard to Hopi prophecy, how does he feel about the accuracy of the prophecy?
Panat pa chana anta itata yokioma ya tang itang pumoy aun pambipawi sonyan and sixty years tet hakam is yandra tawe pa singsa nawuti mawyo chanikan.
He says that from the time when Yukuma was the chief, and from there he had learned that, you know, he had been carrying this message, but mainly the message had been carried forth by word of mouth. The accuracy had to deal with the how well each individual that was given that opportunity to maintain the exactness of the prophecies. They were all given this prophecy, so they all had to meet at least, you know, once or twice a year or something like that in the kivas, where they would actually sit down and go back through that. And one person would, you know, talk about the prophecies, and if he ever so much as, you know, added something to it or left something out, then the rest of the group would know that part of the prophecies is missing. So they would tell him that you didn't say this one here, or you added this to it.
So that's how this was kept alive, through word of mouth, and that everyone had to remember just what that prophecies were about.
Is grandfather, or are you and others now having many dreams indicating that indeed these are the end times beginning to unfold?
Mama cha ka gringo tubing lao senam te mukoi am nan bo tapiu ita I ita mak se kiwi ta oi pai panta pai ta ha ka po te mukoi ta ita mau anjan ne oi. Yes, he has dreamed about these things, and that's how a lot of them are coming about, and they are too.
Robert, help me out
here. Is he willing to share any of his visions of what he sees coming in the immediate future?
I can't hear you,
Robert. Okay, the question was, and I'll translate here if I have to.
Okay.
Would grandfather care to share any specific details of the dreams that he has had about what may be coming soon?
Put by Pantagate or Nahis, I will need Purna Pia Pitang. Pan Makang Pur, Pasnal, yes, and my Paspangs of Purn Pankak Inami in Nahita on the Rabampas at Pur Happy Inami Peter. Nalok yes, and Pastetak Pur.
It wasn't exactly through the dreams. The dreams were part of this teachings that he knows, and part, you know, having to understand the exactness of the prophecies itself, and he had to go out and do a lot of prayers, and then he would go and do this, and he was doing this for a whole year, and at within a year's time, he had kind of lost interest in the giving of the prophecies to him, because he never received anything. So he decided to quit for a while, and finally, you know, within, you know, a few months, he decided to go back to his prayers. And he would go out and pray, and within a 4 years' time, he started receiving a lot of information. So that is how most of his information was received, through asking in prayer.
Could we please ask why he has decided to share it with the rest of the world? Because this has been something that has not been done before. So why has he decided to share this with us?
Happy it hin itam yang ya to tak pang sao haya put ang hi ta now akin pitak yomo kachi hoyoyotan.
Through the elders' teachings and wishes, the elders wanted to, you know, let this become public, you know, at a time when we were, you know, close to the end times. And so he had decided to take this upon himself to, you know, let go of these things. And in hopes that there would be a number of people that would understand and realize what is going on and start, you know, praying and seeing that, you know, we are very close to it, and we are right now going through hard times, and he wants us to set some people aside, their lives, so that, you know, some lives may be spared.
That was going to be my next question, Grandfather, and that is, if you would ask Grandfather one, whether prayer, whether becoming of spiritual nature can change or will change any of what is coming.
A matter of quick change. If you wanted to change now and to go and change your life around and do your prayers, but it will, you know, help a little in the alleviation of much terrible outcome from, you know, the cataclysm. And this is there is a lot in store for all of us, and the amount of the intensity of this will be a lot less if we can all settle down and behave and not be, you know, in the way the actions of what we have right now, that, you know, like we are all being corrupt, and that has to be taken care of. We have to, you know, try to keep ourselves from being corrupted by anything else from the outside.
All right. We are going to stop for a moment now, for a few minutes. So everybody relax. Thank you very much. It is a great honor indeed. We have Grandfather 1 and 2 with us, Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills, and we're talking about Hopi prophecy. And when we come back, we'll try and press for some details as best we can. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Now, here again is Art.
Once again, here I am. Good morning, everybody. We have with us in South Dakota, the Black Hills, Robert Ghostwolf. And from Phoenix, Arizona, we have two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sino, Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2. And we are discussing Hopi prophecy. And we'll get back to it in a moment. What you're hearing now, as far as I know, has never been done on national radio before. So listen very carefully. Let's go back to the Black Hills and see if Robert Ghostwolf is still here. Are you there, Robert?
We're still here.
Okay, good. And back to Phoenix, Arizona, and Grandfather 1 and 2. Grandfather 1, are you there? Grandfather 2. Let me try Grandfather 2.
Yes.
Okay, good. What we would like to do, if it's possible, is to ask Grandfather 1 if he can give us any details of what is going to happen here on Earth with this prophecy. What is coming? Any specific details at all?
Itam anta it yantakat akhi ta akhai jalayak pu anta hi itam pai haka jamuk navoti wisne ka pu bahat angka pirita pandihin hiniu ma angka nakput ita pir nanvot yan ka bahat pu itam it yantakat ang ita mo ang buwan totan i inakakam hiniu man kata nakput habi itam anta yep it yantakat nanvot it yan yung apehet niya kapay ta as anta pi sun sinom ni kya kyang hopi sinom hakawat pi ni kya kyang pumapay sungyan ng lek niya kat pi himoy at te te yak po mimo at pi yakam pumapay suske wat o pi nabuti wesa
hita pas tum nan vota simu patini utini happy po puturing la
obet na putya ata pang hiniu makat put habin na ovi pan de i angka i na kayan tan na ka po pam ti ang ti un na ovi pam hati pas kusin ka en pana menan tovi tamasi tapi nan vote kya kyang pa pam i jung si o ga bi pas ti si yan ye ha bi yo mu ne ka e pan i ta mo so on chan na khi him po e e mo pi yan i yo ho ti na ka po pi ta la me po pi pa ang ti mo hin yang ne ka ba po pam pan chang pa pi to sung ti na to e ha bi i ta mo yo mu kaloma hin chan na ka i uru ho na kit hapian yang kat itam asnal mam ka sya ka ovi it yan da kat as jeb se ko kam sinot a na yak po na wa kin pit ak pam an cha na man as pa su kyan i ma wo yom pang ka na man su kyan po le yam pai ko mai pang ka kong o sinot a pa yam it yan da kat hakim bas et huru hong ba ne ka pa hat po it yan mum min ka haki engan kanek panat engan pahat po itak hong hong ve pahat po hati it yep yan daka teo kati kinayo tabian sinot enang.
Actually there are a few that he thinks are
are important things that will be coming up pretty shortly is one thing for sure that we are going to come upon is that World War III is that it will take place. And starvation is also a definite a part of this thing where we will hit starvation. And the weather change itself, it's erratic right now. And it's not, you know, what it should be. This weather climate itself is actually taking care of the crops already in a way that we're losing it, and that's part of you know, leading us into starvation because the crops will not produce.
So that you were just able to plant the corn up in Hopi land just a few days ago, like a week or so ago, because of the weather?
Yes. People have just started to do those things, and it comes up, but the winds are drying them up. And then the weather has been erratic, like I said, and it's been very cold, and it's been, you know, they get frostbitten. Like, it's kind of like a frostbitten effect on it, that it burns it up.
Yes. Yes, we are having the same thing here in Nevada. A kind of a frostbite. You are exactly right. We're having the same thing here with things that we have planted in the ground in Nevada, as though they were frostbitten, but I think affected by the winds as well.
Yes.
Now, these are three things: weather change, mass starvation, and the Third World War. Would you please ask Grandfather if the weather changes are the beginning of these changes, if what we see now with the weather is the beginning, and of course we're going to want to ask how soon these other changes he thinks will happen.
And I young Bill William Bank kung ano imatetel puma hati Bill anil tigang puma payong sa pangsokso ngayatak itamay pan chami wisne ihita Tertusakat pemang ne cuy perbeti tapi na tangsuan wes pan wes kajang pui naman pahim aspa wewoyok anca timus kini kang na biat pemu tet kita tanya pambai pan kang lak mantan ta
etubing lah hi yan macang nok nok he said pas tuyan i pas apitin sen i put yaing ngwa ata
o i tuyan lawo i pipa yaing ngwa nak on na panak pang ka i yom mo pan wat i yaing ni chang yom i yom mo sa pan tan ak so ngwa mek put hapin yo ata.
Yes, these are the signs of, you know, the changes, and that also part of it is, you know, right now we're having problems with crickets, which are, you know, a part of these prophecies where they would come in hordes, and
yes,
they will destroy the crops also. And that is what's happening also.
You're having that in Nevada, aren't you?
Yes, we are. In southern Nevada we are having that, and apparently throughout large portions of the Southwest we're having that. Yes, indeed. And so then these weather changes are the beginning.
Yes.
When does Grandfather think the very serious part of the prophecies, another world war and mass starvation, when will these begin to manifest themselves? How far away from these are we?
By no bank on the pay the kayabo aspeyota no over no young
pang kau nenek pa aspi ita ayo 2000 au ita nabuti usaput nok pa pi I pi pa hopi himo pam pi pa kak kahakam tiu pi pasput tokilat hisat pampan tenekat put pa kak kapang kau sya yang pa pam kesin ka au pantan hin I akpi tenekat pam put ang pa aspi Son piu pasu sak au pita nak wu yang pang ka kong I su sak au pita ni hi hi man ya kat kita tang nak ne yang au wan tak pas pinanang pam o son te kayan tini kyang song ya nan pa an da pa chu bu yan chat nan nak pam pa su sak song ya nan au yai van hi hi mo pas an hin hi ni u tini ka pam su bu ita mo cha ni ma
Well, it's been said that there is no exact time and date for these things events to take place, and but the year 2000 is a close, you know, approximation of the time where, you know, all of these will start to take place. But the teachings from the elders was that that they talked about that everything will happen at once. But when they say these things, they put it in a form that, you know, they say it's going to all happen at once, but it's not exactness of happening at once. It will happen, but they will, you know, fall pretty much short from, you know, the other following. It's like a domino effect. And this is, you know, when one thing happens, the next thing will fall into place, you know, when they will start to. And but, you know, it'll be within a short time from one another, so... this is what
are we talking within the next 2 years?
Well, he seemed to say within the year or by the year 2000. I guess this would be a first question, if there is a way to phrase this. Is the weather change that we now have the first domino?
Papi na pimo pimo tem put pipa ka pang ka sai ma wi pipa ka kai la ba na pa put pipa si mu pan ma chang pa na pimo pi ya ya ni tan pa pi pam pa na na song ya na wi mi an an tan ne mo ya we ang e wi mi pi ya na wo ka pam hi ta mo ya e put pu ma hin to teng no pam pa song ya na pi pan tan ka pang ka kong nak opas anda bisu bansu sak au pitun bas bian wa ja kya kyang pa an da som pam bas kya kya su su ne yang pa ka pan wa to wu wan ta ni kyang pam bas ke sin ka pa ni u tin ka pam pa hi sa ting a bi ta ka pam pa ke sin ka au an ta na ka kitotang pa ha kam I tam ya ni u tap na ka kitotang
It's been known that this had happened a long time ago, so But in our prior worlds, it happened before, you know, same things had, you know, that they had gone through. And the teachings were that we were not supposed to follow in the same pattern and, you know, try to keep ourselves from going astray from our teachings. And these... weather patterns that we talked about and the cataclysms that will take place are not really set in order in a fashion that any person could say that, you know, okay, the winds are going to do it this year and then next year will be fires and next the following year will be earthquakes, you know. But also he's saying that it's not exactly his words that that's the way it will take place, but he knows that these are signs and they're readily available. All the signs are out there. Anyone can see that it is taking place. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get bigger.
Does grandfather said other worlds or other civilizations, and that this has happened before. Now, did grandfather mean by that men have walked on the earth before, and that great catastrophes like the one we are now talking about came and wiped them out, and man started again? Is that what grandfather meant?
Yes.
Oh.
And I have a question, if I may.
You may.
There's a lot of talk out now, and a lot of theories and a lot of prophecies about these changes having dramatic effects on the configurations of the land masses, that they will be tremendous cataclysmic changes. Does grandfather, do the Hopi see this as happening in that manner? Will there be very dramatic earth changes that will cause the face of the earth as we know it to change dramatically?
Serving low senpi e amcha yanchang e na to tut ko sen nam te kni sen hinwat pa pi ayang ka pi e pi panta klaura me hisa pumamu ti yes po pa po pum pam pa pi ka su yani u ti pinya ye pi tut ko te po pumu enang pi pam nam te ka ovi ne po pumu a te tangata po puma ho ti pe nung ne ka
Koyanis khatit kanana misu tak ao to te pu e habito khati ya ichibu te pu anja ye phi te pomoi songyan te pok moi tan ya pa hat pu pam pomoi hin san de ka aya tak pu itam ya so so hi te itam pe wi an ka ki to tang un ko wi tam as pa pa ka kapan to te nyak pa itam te hi sat hin to te ka pa itam pe su an kuilala takat kito tango anjam na kobi upama woyom anjam putya ato tak paspam su an hinu wisa ang no putak na pe tup tup chini ta obyo.
Yes, the earth changes will take place in such a way that, you know, they hold this whole planet here will become a different type of planet, you know, because of the changes in itself. It happened before, like, you know, we mentioned earlier that it did happen before, that they went through these changes, and it was taught that that we weren't supposed to go back to the same routine that we had gone through in the past life. And it's, you know, and that was the corruption that we were going through. This, what we're going through today. There's so much corruption out there, and these were the things that led us to these things. And even animals, insects, all of these things will all turn around on us. And you know, they're going to just, you know, lead us to the same things again.
So we're repeating history.
Yes.
Pampai obi naman haki timo puk at ni kyang hinwa son ka e pe oti mantan kitotan.
Even though it can be your own pet, it can go against you.
The animals will turn against us.
Yes.
Already I have spoken to many experts, animal experts, who are saying that animal attacks all across North America are increasing many, many fold. So this could be the beginning of that.
Yes.
All right. We are close to another break, but I would like to ask Grandfather if there will be any difference in the way the people in the cities the great cities of America and the world, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, will feel these changes, and people in remote areas like Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and the Dakotas, where Robert is now, will there be a big difference?
In the changes?
Yes. All right. I must break in here, Grandfather. We must take a break now. When we come back, we will look for the answer to that question, all right?
Okay.
All right. Everybody stay right there. Thank you very much. You are listening to what I believe to be a first on radio. You're listening to two Hopi elders, and we are discussing Hopi prophecy, something that has not been done in public until now. I hope you're listening carefully. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, this is Will Blueauer speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony. So it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body. Provided that they are manufactured in the correct way, natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future disease. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
With Art Bell.
It is. Good morning. I am Art Bell, and if you're joining us at this hour, we're involved in the middle of something unprecedented on National Talk Radio, no question about that. In the Black Hills of South Dakota, we have Robert Ghost Wolf. In the area of Phoenix, Arizona, we have Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2. These are two Hopi elders, and we are asking questions about earth changes. Thus far, we have determined that they are close, that the weather pattern changes are part of it, the weather is due to change a great deal more, that there will be starvation and World War III. This is Hopi Prophecy you're listening to, everybody. And in addition to that, we've asked about the cities and the country and massive earth changes. In other words, changes of the continental locations. And that would also appear to be in the offing. We are going to continue to ask questions for as long as we're able. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. So stand by. All right. Once again, first back to Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And for those who have just joined, we are not using names other than Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2, two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinome. And the reason we are not using names, Robert, is please.
There has been many threats to these elders. for having the courage to come out and speak these prophecies to the world for various reasons. And we are trying to keep them and their families safe and also keep them from being inundated by harassment from people who feel perhaps that these messages should not be shared by everyone in the world, which is not their opinion, which is why they are here now talking to us.
All right.
And also, I just got news that our side's down for a little bit.
Your side is also down.
But if they want to get more information on these prophecies, I have a number that they can call and get the books that have at least 200 of these prophecies in them.
All right.
That's 1-800-905-8367. It's 1-800-905-8367.
Is that a 24-hour?
There are operators standing online right now.
All right.
To take up because of what happened to the web, or they can call the Wolf Lodge office in Washington, which is 509-465-1606.
All right, that's 509-465-1606.
Yeah.
It's odd that your site and my site are both down. I think it's traffic related. All right, now back to Phoenix, Arizona, and Grandfather One. The question was all of these changes that are going to occur, including a world war, will there be a different effect in the cities than there is in the country?
Are they there?
A different effect in the cities?
Yeah, in other words, will there be more trouble in the cities, in America's large cities, or the world's large cities, with these changes?
In the big cities, you know, it will affect, you know, a lot. You know, the how much corruption there will be within the cities, you know, and also, you know, the people themselves, you know, have to be aware of all of these things that will take place, so they have to start changing too also. But he's not asking anyone to follow him in the way he put himself on the path that he is on. And he's not asking anyone to follow him in that. It is up to the individual to make that decision for his or herself as to which direction they want to go. And because the when you make that decision for a choice for yourself, what you want to do with your life, you don't blame anybody else for the actions, for your own actions, what you do. And if something happens to you along the way, then you're not going to say that, you know, you were forced into it. These are the things that he had looked into also. That's why he's saying that he's not asking anyone to follow him in that the way he is leading himself. He's only giving out advice that, you know, that that's this is what they should do, but you know, they should start changing themselves and having to go back to the old ways of living a simple life, of having to take care of themselves from the land that it is available to them and from the food that they grow, because these are the things that will help you along the way when you come to your hard times. And so the people must, you know, make these decisions for themselves.
All right. There are many that I have interviewed, many others, who see the future, who say that our sun, the sun, is beginning to change and that it is causing some of these changes here on Earth. Does Grandfather know anything about that?
From his teachings that were given to him, and he has understood that yes, that the solar axis itself, the sun, is going to change. The places, you know, that normally have cold weather will have hot weather, and you know, the weather itself is going to get even worse, you know, where this temperatures are going to even rise higher, and that will, you know, burn up the crops and dry up the earth, that nothing will, you know, be able to grow. But it is true that the sun itself is, you know, being affected by this also.
Mm-hmm. In farmers' fields around the world, in many, many places in the world, as a matter of fact, even tonight, for the first time ever in the state of Virginia, there is a very complex, what we call crop circle. These are strange formations in farmers' crops. Does Grandfather know anything about what these may be and why they happen?
serving low.
He has heard about these things and seen pictures of the crop circles that have been, you know, out there, and these are in his own mind, you know, these are teachings also, and they're telling us what is becoming of our times and where it is leading us. And he has had a chance to look at a few of them, and he does understand what they're trying to put through, the message in the circles itself, and it's telling us, you know, that we are very close to it and what we need to do in order to get ourselves, you know, back on track and seeing the other end of it, you know, more or less when he says the other end of it is where you get to see all the things happen and live again to see, you know, for the new life to start.
Okay. Then this is a good question. We have many strange machines that fly in our sky that we call UFOs. What do the Hopi have to say regarding these kinds of things that have been seen to fly in the sky, what the Hopi may have called Star Brothers, who have come from the heavens?
Put ang itam anta pu hinwis ka o itam pahi tahay kala pa pipaban tan katpang ka itam hay kala yak puma yang itam o paput po ti namyan hin itam o sen pa angway na po hin itam o sen pa ka pa angway na pa it wat sayan wat na o ito o ita.
I'd like to add a little bit to this from what he just said. And this is, you know, referring to the question prior to this one. I didn't finish it out. That he said that the crop circles were put there either by outside, like the UFO people there, but and he's not sure just who put those crop circles there, but. To get back to the question that is the last one here, the teaching from the elders is that, you know, that
they say that that yes, they know about the possibilities of other life forms on other planets, because the old ones way back had the knowledge of and the know-how of getting around, and they have traveled to other planets before, and they know just how it is out there, if there is life on other planets, and they do know that there is life on other planets, and what planets are are not livable, and but they don't know the exactness of how they will be helping us out, or they will be going against us. They just know that when we are getting close to the end times, that we will be visited by people from outside there, and we're not aware of whether they're going to help us or go against us. But we do know that they have high technology to see what is going on.
We have exactly the same problem with trying to understand the nature of who these beings are. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour, so everybody can relax for a few moments. We are being honored with the presence of two Hopi elders, Grandfather One, who is speaking Hopi, and Grandfather Two, who is translating for us. They're in the Phoenix, Arizona area. In the Black Hills of South Dakota, we've got Robert Ghostwolf, and we are discussing the details, the specific details of Hopi prophecy, something many, many did not want done on national radio or national anything. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of wisefoods.org. Our native ancestors stored away lots of food in case of emergencies. Thousands of years of sad experience taught them to be prepared. The traditional Hopi stored food enough to last for 7 years. So did the early Mormons. Nowadays, everyone unwisely depends on supermarkets for their food supply, and few people know that there is only a 3-day supply of food in the American food supply chain. Now, should some disaster befall us that would cause the big trucks like I used to drive to cease delivering our food, you'd be in big trouble. It is for these reasons that my family purchased a year's supply of 3 different breakfast and 10 delicious dinner entrees from wisefoods.org. These foods are freeze-dried right at the field where they are picked and processed, and are fresher and more nutritious than any supermarket food. You just add hot water, and they're good for 25 years being stored. A year's supply from wisefoods.org fits in an area about 4.5 feet by 4 feet by 18 inches. I can literally get it all in the back seat area of my Honda Civic. If you stay at home, you won't need to go to a FEMA refugee center should some disaster happen. Did you know that David Ramsey, David Gallagher, Laura Ingram, and Michael Medved have also invested in Wise Foods? Why don't you visit wisefoods.org today and see why?
This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
We are
now, here again is Art.
We are honored this morning, as I interrupt my own announcer, with two Hopi elders, the Hopi Sinom, in the Black Hills of South Dakota, Robert Ghostwolf. And we'll get back to them in just a moment. Back now to my guests, Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills. Robert.
How you will.
Hi. And Grandfather 1 and 2 in Phoenix, Arizona. And here is going to be, I guess, a hard question, but one that I should ask. I understand that Native elders speak about prophecy through the tradition of storytelling. And I guess there are stories that relate to something called the purifier. Is there some way that Grandfather could explain to us a story about the, what the purifier is, and perhaps a little bit of the story? Is that an okay question?
Mama, but anza itam hopi navoti takapam anza haki piu pava ita. No, yup kwa hakam ang ayam matut kwa hakan et itam yeska kyang anza et kahimu pumoy pasuyan poata no itayan ka kalawis ka kitotan no obi peo eki ka itut kwa tao eki ka pahat po ityan takat ihimu siya ko alay taka kwani taka puma mumwit pahat po ityan takat yan yukuya po ita puma pabay amam puma po pantakat anza tinga ba pai pa po yek hak itam po watak itam yek itanek panay ayo kanito tan yan takat ak anta i yan anta put ita nawuti usa pa i topi pambay chain ya ka pambay pan yang pan pa ti pa lang awla ni jal labai a tabalin tan pui pa ba at pa sa kusak yep hopit pan amam naya wan nakapahat pu pamba sa pava nakapahat pu pamya woyok nakapampet haki a sa naka pet pu asan paman nami na naya wan kat kitota mo na kovita yan wat put na muti
was the story about that is that we do know that we did have a brother who was set out, and he is out there and with that brother and from the society of the Onehorn clan, they made a pact that
apumanama kwani takatamhin nan namiyo kupit pasyon na tinga ba otot
that the from the Onehorn clan and the society and the brother had made that it's a law that of the purifying time would come, and you know this was already done. It was like a, it had been already been done, you know, organized, and it was, you know, established.
Like a contract.
And that their story is that there will be come a time that whoever is going to come and, you know, to purify the people and I'm having a hard time here.
I understand it is hard to translate this.
Yeah, this is.
Sometimes there are not words that translate to English.
I understand. Maybe I could ask this: what is the purifier? Is the purifier just these Hopi? Is it the Hopi prophecy, or is the purifier something specific? Is it a comet, or is it something from the heavens, or how may we know what the purifier is?
Pamhimhak itamay puwata nita
pa ita pa ban nika
pom ita pina na na te pom na pam ita pa wa happy pam tanipi takapo pam ita mai put ak happy puatan pu ita mhopi tep kuman ni kaita ba ka kam tanipi thinyang ko vitam ko sin ha ki amam basin na na wan no pam pa sa ita pa wa ni kaya pam ha ki wu ko na sa amam na ya wan ka i yan tak o pan ita mai happy Puatan ya, di pampa pun nak oi itam it puat yo nak ngai te ya, di pasti ngai bil te kai ta di kusin kawi kia nak oi pahana nak three world war te put pamya ini tapa.
The purifier is, you know, as mentioned, is the other brother that was sent forth out to the east. And this was the teaching that he had, you know, he was sent out to the east and that he would reach the point of origin where the sun would come out up from. And when he reached that place, then he would touch his head to the earth and then return back to us. And when this, you know, time comes, that's the end, at the end of, you know, these end times, and, you know, time for a purification time when he will return back. But he is the one that has the, in a way, you know, the weapons or the artillery, and he is the big brother, so he would know what to do and how he would help us. And how he would, you know, go about in having to make us understand. And if, you know, his job is to make us understand and try to get ourselves to behave in the way that we're supposed to. And if we don't, then the one from the West will come. And they are the ones that are going to come with much force. And but he, the purifier, the one who that went to the east, is supposed to be big enough to take on the ones that are coming from the west. But that is going to become like the Third World War.
Third World War is the purifier. All right. He has talked much, Grandfather has talked much about corruption in our cities and in our small towns. And I do not know about your reservations, but in our cities and small towns, we have now many, many stories of children going to school and shooting other children and teachers and their parents. Things that we cannot seem to understand at all. Does Grandfather have any idea why these things seem to be happening in our society?
We also might want to see if Grandmother would like to speak on this subject.
But I'm answering the work my uncle. Now what do you buy from me? So at pump by pan enang. Itam yan totin ita so sakit ak nene pero totin nakapahat po pa imatis pa chasem pa kahit tapasyan tip tiyunit ep yan nakapama pa kusin kapan totin po hikis itam peto pa as wuni kya kyang it yan ta nabuti kya kyang anza itam pa put pantaka song kao ikin nakat kito tangunat pa itam yet yan kya kyang pa itam put po kwak na yan put na to kata na kawi itam it enang yan yang kawi hihi mo pan ang itam yo mo it puwat yun nakat aksan man na kawi itam uruh ut et yan nakat kito tang katubos din
in the cities itself, what's going on, what you mentioned, yes, these are part of the teachings that, you know, and the prophecies that when we get to these end times, you know, we're all going to start going corrupt and even, you know, the children, because they don't really believe in anything. And even what we're trying to teach them and what we try to talk to them about. And, you know, they look at you, but they have a different opinion about these things. And they don't believe that. It's hard to try to teach the young ones. And even grown-ups, even adults are in the same situation. You know, it's not just the children who are in this kind of situation right now. It's even the adults who are in that kind of a situation. And, you know, there's a lot of corruption in this way. And but we do know that these things would start to take place in the schools, systems, and all over, where even young children will start to take lives like that, because it's just the corruption of the mind from, you know, the way things are going right now.
It's a man, Perianne. Itamson yep imachacha yam kuspit it yanda tin nanap te pu yamai amo peoyane.
Even the children will go against their own parents. These are the things that has been taught, that, you know, they're all going to start turning against their own parents. And that's what's happening. That's what you're seeing out there.
Grandfather, yes, we are. Grandfather talked about corruption. Is it reasonable to ask this? Could this be happening to us also because we have reached a fantastic level of technology and have changed from spiritual to materialistic human beings, where our technological knowledge exceeds our spiritual wisdom? Can you translate that?
Yes, he feels that is, you know, happening there, that we're, you know, misleading ourselves from that. From the, you know, material side of it, you know, and, you know, walking away from the spiritual sense of it.
Has this also occurred within the Hopi Nation? It is occurring, of course, in this country, in the cities, in the small towns, this move to materialism. But has it also been occurring within the Hopi Nation?
Yes, it is happening there too, yes.
Do Grandfather's people believe that it is worth stockpiling food and water, or are these changes going to be so big that it simply really doesn't make much difference one way or the other?
Nabuti yang kau lihat it yang dekat ini utinya kat ita ang ngai dan yang kau perbahat ita mau lihat ni sih kat hati as obi anda ita na asas tu dan perbuat kuit ni yang yau I sih melayu ang pas ita harus tangau dan sen yau lek melayu ang ni kau ita perbuat lek mưa về ăn ít bớt suy ăn nữa sẽ gặp băng sọ ăn nát sạch tổ tân bớt băng tấp tấp kia là nó cái ô vô nó phải bị ý mà nó nát lệ tớ tấp chiều này ý mà hình ta cái ba ác bị tiêu bớt ăn cái sông cả nó bớt đi em mà sọ ô vô như kia chẳng phải ít giá ăn ta cái thật bị sự tốt việc ô vô cái hắc hắc cảm hình ta sự ăn hình mà bớt ô vô
bớt sen phải namain asitapan putanga totani kang pasen pampiu ah ih kus kus kaya nam tem nam tigni na pa pampen
He does know that it is you know, known that we should you know, stockpile the, you know, the our goods, our dry goods, and it's been taught from long time way back that that's why we should never forget, you know, about farming and how to take care of ourselves, because you never know when it will hit, and that's why they teach us these things as young. And and also, to answer part, the end part of your question, if it is worth doing that,
yes.
When that time comes, it may not be such a good idea, you know, to do that, but it's worth trying to do something like that, because they say that, you know, this the time in their limitation is like at least a month to 2 months that we will be without food and water, so we need to store away as much as we can for that amount of time. And we have different clans who are supposed to take care of these situations that about the food items and things like that. There are certain clans that do have that power and authority over that, but the majority of the people out home have walked away from their teachings, and they've walked away from their spiritual side of it, and they've forgotten that, and I guess I could say that they really haven't forgotten it, but they just ignored it, and now, you know, they'll have to suffer the consequences.
All right. I think that we probably don't have time for another translated question before the top of the hour. So hold on in Phoenix. We're very honored to have you with us. Robert, is there anything that you can think of that we should be asking when we come back?
I would suggest that we ask Grandmother if she'd like to speak on some of these matters.
All right.
I think that would be a good thing, and perhaps we could ask her again about the children or what we can do for our children, and then possibly go into what is meant by the emergence of the fifth world and what we're going to.
And also, I guess we might endeavor to ask whether Hopi prophecy tells us anything about what is going to occur after the purification, after the changes.
What will life be like then?
That's right. So that is exactly what we'll do. All right, everybody. I'm Art Bell, and I don't think this has ever been done before, and we're trying to do it tonight. You're listening to two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinom in Arizona. You're listening to Robert Ghostwolf, who is in the Black Hills of South Dakota. I'm Art Bell in Pahrump, Nevada. By the way, to get a copy of this program, you can call. Let me give you the number now. We're getting a lot of faxes on it already. The number is 1-800-917-4278. Please write it down. Once again, the number is 1-800-917-4278. 4278. By the time it's all done, it will be a 4-hour program. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
This is Jasa Sagonige, a 7th grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evenings and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please even using indigenous plant-based native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault.
Prophecy Keeper. like a lover's hand upon the heart, the very breath you gave me grows intently through the years
and becomes lost dreams.
So let the wind blow.
Let the truth.